Watch out, little bitch.
We're fucking back, dude.
Watch out, little bitch.
Yep.
Watch out, little bitch.
I don't even know what to talk about anymore.
Yeah, let's talk about random shit.
Aliens, dude. No, what do you think about aliens? Stop. No. What?
You guys were talking about.
I really do want to hear
your guys' opinion about Chad Wheeler. Did you hear about that?
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, that is actually a big thing.
And he beat his girlfriend to death.
And not to death, almost to death.
Well, he thought she was dead, and when he saw her run into the room, he was all like, "Oh wow, you're still alive!" And like while he was sipping on a smoothie. I guess that
homeboy had a strawberry banana.
Yeah. I mean, that nigga had a razzmatazz from fucking.
He had something.
What is it?
Jamba Juice.
Jamba, you get a razzmatazz from Jamba Juice. Just like, oh, you still alive?
He's all, I hit my bitch and I hit a razzmatazz.
No, bro, he beat her like crucially.
Pretty bad, huh?
I'll show you the fucking pictures.
That bro said, I woke up Chris
and
Breeze.
And who is he?
Chad Wheeler. He was on the.
Chad Seahawks. Wheeler?
Yeah.
Why does this sound familiar? Like he been through something?
I don't know.
He had some shit previous? Yeah.
You Chad, though.
That's what he did to her.
Oh my God.
He strangled her, I believe, 2 to 4 times.
He looked like he tried to kill her.
He waited till she blacked out, and then she rewoke, and then he did it again, and then she blacked out again, and then he thought she was dead, and that's when she ran into the restroom. And I guess when cops arrived, she was screaming, and they heard that, and the cops couldn't even detain him because, like, I don't know, he was, like, fighting them, and, like, they tried tasing him twice, and the taser didn't do shit.
What? So, that like, fool's on meth or something, bro.
He has, like, 2 domestic charges.
Some meth and steroids.
Some juice. That boy on the juice.
That boy on the juice, bro.
Yeah, the Seahawks, they put something on the 27th. They said that this client is a free agent.
Yeah, because they don't
want to. And his bail is $400,000.
Oh, that ain't nothing.
But he's already out, yeah.
And he's a free agent. They ain't even suspend him or nothing.
Nope, and he faces charges of first-degree domestic violence, assault, and domestic violence, unlawful imprisonment, and resisting arrest.
Yo, I just screenshotted this the other day. Check this crazy shit out. So, hold on.
Girl, let me find it.
I will find it. I screenshotted this. I hope I did. I did not. Okay.
I did not.
So, all right, you know Tim Tebow and who was that fucking dude on the Patriots who murdered people and then he hung himself? Aaron Garcia?
Yeah.
Aaron something.
Aaron Rodriguez.
Was it Rodriguez?
I don't know. It's Aaron something.
Aaron Hernandez. Yeah. Aaron Hernandez. So, I saw this.
Sid Rodriguez.
So I saw this post, right? And you know, Tim Tebow and him are on the same team in the Gators, right? Mm. Well, within that draft, like out of 180 players or whatever, 41 of them are in jail.
Oh, I saw that. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Like, dude, they did a lot of sketchy shit. And that, like, to me, Tim Tebow leading into the whole Christian thing.
You think that was like self guilt? You think it was like self guilt?
That fool either self guilt or he's just trying to play the part. So you don't get penalized for nothing, but I feel like that motherfucker is about some sketchy shit. Everybody at Florida State, the Gators, yo, like besides Penn State, because you know Penn State got caught up for like molesters and pedophiles within the coaches and shit. Motherfuckers.
I know, I like the way you said it.
Pedophiles.
Pedophiles.
Aaron Hernandez? Well, yeah. Well, I watched the whole documentary and shit.
Good documentary.
Well, he hung himself and he carved this thing from John 3:16 that basically represented, you know, my sins, and you know, by me doing this, I repent, and you know, but hopefully by this, I'll be accepted by God and shit. But I think, you know, I think he was, because they tried to lean into the whole gay thing. Yeah. A little too hard.
That
I think
was way too hard
now, I think man. He did experiment when he was younger and shit, but I don't think it was really a bigger part of like
you don't think that's like
of the murdering. I think he just had CTE and it was on other dumb shit. You know what I mean? I think all that younger shit was just young dumb shit. I think him leading in to murdering was a whole other, you know what I mean? Whole other story.
Like, he had his demons. I don't think him being killed.
Yeah, that was the only thing I didn't like about the documentaries. They just kept trying to push that.
He hung himself for his daughter because he was still on the NFL. They didn't, like, you know, leave him. You know, he wasn't whatever. and all his money was supposed to go towards his daughter. Yeah. And that never ended up happening, I don't believe.
Well, that was another part of the thing that, like, he carved into his chest or whatever the fuck. It was, like, a part of the scripture, whatever, that he was going for. It was, like, I repent for my sins and, like, my, like, the thing that I am, like, like, basically what he was doing was going to compensate for his family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the whole belief in what he was doing, apparently. From hanging himself, his family was going to have great love. Like, that was the whole John 3:16 thing. I can't recite it. You know what I mean? I don't remember it like that. I watched it fucking probably like a year ago.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we watched it.
But it was really good, dude. And that was like a big controversial thing. Like, I just saw that thing, and it's like, and then you watch some interviews about Gronk, and Gronk's like, no, I don't want to talk about that. I'll walk out of this interview right now. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, look at Gronk. That big retired motherfucker. He probably did some shit.
Yeah.
He probably did some shit. You know what I mean?
He seems like a big ass douche too.
I mean, big college fraternity shit. There's all kinds of like nasty shit.
I'm pretty sure Gronk got some dirt on him with like some like sexual harassment or like rape shit.
He probably did some shit. That big grizzly motherfucker.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He's funny though. He's fucking funny.
He's a character.
Like when he retired and he was on
when he did that rap battle thing.
When he was on ESPN a few times, he said some shit. I would just be like, man, this motherfucker's retarded, but he's funny as hell.
Damn, I need a pod. I gotta charge my shit.
I gotta charge my shit.
It's fucked up.
You wanna make out? I hate that, dude. I was gonna say, you wanna make out?
Let's kiss. We're gonna make out, dude. Damn, yeah, dude.
Yeah, I bought that shit. So, aliens.
Aliens, dude. What's up?
You know, I heard there was this video that recently went like pretty viral.
You heard or you saw?
I saw it. And it was this, basically, like, it was weird, like, this, these people were on this plane, right? And the only thing that was kind of sketch is this dude's,
where were they going?
Recording. I'm not even sure. Where were they going? I don't know. But, I don't know, I guess, like, on the intercom, like, the pilot, like, told, like, basically, they were, like, he was, like, giving them, like, instructions to basically, like, brace for impact. Because, like, I don't know, it's crazy, because I guess he's seen something.
Yeah.
Which is kind of insane, because with how fast you're going in an airplane, like, something, like, everything looks small. To be able to
see something.
Yeah, so it's amazing he even saw it. So that tells you that it's that big, because I guess, like, airplanes, like, pilots, they can't see, like, drones.
No, yeah, no way.
So if there was a drone that just so happened, I mean, to be that high or anything.
There's no way you'd see it.
They wouldn't see it.
Maybe for a split second.
So the fact that it was big enough to be seen.
They're going, like, over 200 miles an hour.
So the fact that it was big enough to be seen, right? And drones,
they sit in, like, like, you're controlling those remotely, so they sit still at some points, you know, before they have to make their, before they alter their movements, they have to realign that shit. So they have to sit still, you know what I mean, for like a second. So there's no fucking way. And that being, because even like the most expensive, like, military drones, they're only like maybe 4x4, like 4 feet by 4 feet, like, you know what I mean, like, they're fucking small, but they're dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, not too big, but they're big enough to fuck some shit up.
Yeah, I mean, they have bigger ones for sure, but, like, it's, like, you know, like, I totally understand. There's no way they would see that
shit.
But
it's crazy because, like, the pilot's going through, like, instruction protocol of, like, getting ready to basically brace yourself. He's, like, basically telling people to put their heads between their knees and shit like that, and people are kind of, like, panicking shit.
So is this a normal flight?
Yeah, and this person, basically, he's, like, instead of, like, doing the instructions, he's, like, recording everybody, and then, like, he, like,
the pilot?
No, like a passenger. And then, like, a passenger, just, like, for whatever reason, like, he records out the window, and you, like, just see this, like, huge, like, cylinder, like, fucking something, dude.
UFO.
Just fucking, just, like, just go, like, right past the plane, so, like, they were going opposite directions or something, right? It looks fucking weird.
Yeah, like, they cross through.
Mm-hmm. And, but it's just, I mean, the video, like, with everything that's going on, it just, it seems so real. I mean, who knows if it is, but...
And it hasn't been debunked or nothing yet?
No.
Because, you know, there's all kinds of shit out there.
But there's a lot of things that happened, like, last year that really trips me out, like, with a bunch of, like, especially, like, Canadian and, like government officials, like, outside the U.S. that have said how there is aliens among us and shit like that. And we've seen alien aircrafts. I mean, even, what is it, the Pentagon even, you know, released that. We have, you know, those three videos of, like, unidentified, spacecrafts that is not man-made. It's like, It's just like, bro, like,
well, dude, even like the attack in like 1951 or whatever. I think it was like 1951. It was in the 1950s where like that UFO was over LA and the army was just like unloading on it. Like, there's video footage of that shit. It was like live on the news. Like, live.
It's weird. I think the only reason why, I mean, I really wish that every government, like the United Nations and all that, I wish they would just announce, like, yeah, there's aliens or something.
Or just, like, say what the fuck is up.
Because I feel like right now that, like, the majority of the world believes there's aliens. And I feel like the only reason why they don't...
Well, it's really, like, leaning that way.
And I feel like the only reason why government officials and stuff don't come out and say, like, oh, there's aliens or there's this and this is because they don't want mass hysteria and, like, panic. But when majority of the world already believes in aliens, I don't think it would cause mass hysteria. So I don't think you'd really have to worry about that at that point, you know?
Dude, there's so much other dumb shit that, like, people believe. You know what I mean?
And it's weird. Well, it's weird because most people, because I don't believe in God. So people, I know, like, from a Christian's point of view, it's kind of weird because they probably think, like, how can you believe in aliens and not God? Because there's always that thing of, like, well, you've never seen an alien and I've never seen God. But, I mean, for me, it's just, for me personally, it's just way more realistic, or at least in my mind, it's easier to fathom that it, because of how big the universe is and how many solar systems and galaxies there are, and it's just never ending and expanding. It's just easier for me to believe that we're not just one in a trillionth of a percentage lucky.
That are only smart.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I do say I do believe we are very fortunate to be on the planet that we're on and to be located next to a star in a perfect position where we're not, like, you know, melting and we're not freezing and that we don't have any gases that will kill us. You know what I mean? Like, we have trees that sustain oxygen. We have water. We're
not on a fucking plant or where we can't go outside.
Like, I feel like there's a lot of things that I feel like there's a lot of things that we're fortunate to have. Like, we need every, you know, animal on Earth needs water, you know, to live. We're on a planet that is majority of water. You know what I mean? We have trees to sustain oxygen. What do we need? Oxygen. So I think we're very lucky, but to think that there's maybe not another planet out there that's somewhere just that's at least similar.
Or even just adapting to another planet. Like, dude, a gaseous planet that we could never even survive in. You know what I mean? Like, to think that there's not a planet full of beings that are surviving off a whole different gas-like substance that we don't even fucking have in our history books or data books. You know what I mean? Like, it's just stupid to think that, like, people aren't, like, to think that there's not, like, a civilization on Saturn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Saturn's too gaseous.
And I think they have crazy, like, Category 5 hurricanes constantly.
Yeah, but to think there's, like, nothing beneath that surface?
Nothing really can, from what we know.
But from what we know.
And I think the gravity is, like, so fucking strong to crush you at a certain point.
But we don't know what civilizations were there before us, if there were, what they adapted to. Like, there could be anything.
My crazy thing is Mars, because, dude, I think if Mars, because there's been evidence.
Well, it's the whole water thing, too.
That's the thing that goes against Mars.
The ice, and the water thing. Because there's been ice found.
And it's because, and this is my thing where I think we're very fortunate to be, I mean, it's out of our control, but it's crazy to think that we're just fortunate that Earth is where it is, because Mars is just that much closer to the sun.
And then another 200, hotter. In another 200 to 300 years, Earth is going to start becoming like the next Venus.
And the crazy thing, too, is we're kind of fucking ourselves over, because...
But if you really look at, like, what the next planet was before us that started doing the shit, Venus used to be just like us. It used to have the same atmosphere, the same type of homeostasis. Like, it used to be just like us. And then it got too close to the sun over time because of evolution and whatever the fuck else was going on. I can't totally remember. But that planet used to be just like us, and then it got too close to the sun and burnt up.
And the thing about us is we're kind of, because I believe in global warming. I feel like it is a thing. I mean,
it's got to be, dude. I mean, dude, I mean, just living in California throughout our whole lives, like, weather's not normal.
No.
For sure.
No.
Hasn't been, like, the last 10 years.
But, and you know, it's crazy. You know, it pisses me off, but at the same time, there's nothing you could do. It's like, remember when we were roofing out in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, and I think, like,
Yeah, it'd be like a rainy
out by
day.
out by Oakland or something. No, remember when we did that roof that was out in, like, the middle? Remember, like, you looked out, it was just, like, all grass and mountains, and then you can maybe see, like, another factory. Yeah. And then, but you could see like, see tons of black smoke just pouring out of the top of the pipes of those buildings. And
yeah. It's like, all those industrial places.
You know what sucks too is it's like those industrial places are just releasing toxins. You know what sucks is those industrial places are usually placed in the most beautiful, like green, rich, like mountain areas.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're putting the most toxic thing that we could do. Or like
remote location.
Yeah, where it's beautiful, it's just mountains and it's green.
And that's where the bullshit is.
And it's like, are you serious, dude? Yeah. But it's like, it's for like industrial and, you know, like living purposes and shit like that. So it's like, that's the thing, dude. That's like, you got to have a balance. And it's like, where do we find that balance?
And, you know, I think we are trying. I think we're getting there. We're getting to the point where we are trying, but I think we're also fucking ourselves too.
And I'm not really...
I think the future is going to be pretty fucked.
And I'm not huge on politics. And don't get me wrong,
are fucked now, though.
And I can
it's a joke now.
And I can kind of care less who's president.
Now it's almost about caring about more people like Elon Musk and shit. Yeah. Like over politics.
Mm-hmm. But one thing I do, I mean, from what I've come to learn, or something I do somewhat like about Biden, is just that he does believe in global warming. And he does have intent to make agriculture and environmental changes. Will he? And does he believe in it? Or is he just spitting shit out of his ass? I don't know. But I mean, if he's telling the truth and he is willing to and does, then, you know, cool. You know, I respect that.
Yeah. And at the same time, I also feel like he's just not there. I feel like
that. Yeah, I feel like he's not all there. I feel like he's a puppet in the game.
Yeah.
Of politics.
Like, yeah, I don't know. It's too fucking just too much right now. Like, with Trump, like, Trump is going to do his own thing regardless if he's president or not.
You know what's crazy? Did you hear about, have you heard about, like, the stock market recently?
Oh, with the whole Reddit and GameStop thing?
Yeah, you heard about
that? I wanted to talk about that, but I'm supposed to dip into that Sunday with Antoine.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so let's wait on it.
Okay. But you know a little bit about it, right?
I know a little bit about it. I know you a little bit about it. You want to do a little
more research on it before you start talking about it?
But yeah, I'm a little too inebriated right now as well.
That shit's...
So I don't want to dip into that.
It's an interesting fucking subject though, man.
It's really peculiar.
Have you heard about that? You haven't, huh?
Because what really happened with people with like Bitcoin and shit in that situation is a lot of people were buying small shares. And it didn't look like nothing until over time it started adding up. Because the stocks were down, but the stocks started raising, so now everybody's kind of winning a bit. But anyway, that's it. Let's not.
But there's more to it. Like
there's more to it.
A lot of the Wall Street people were betting. Like that's the whole thing with the GameStop. We're betting, and like these people with lots of money,
old money motherfuckers were betting against it.
No, well, they were betting that GameStop was going to go out of business, right? And so these people on Reddit, they just, I don't know, I guess they knew about it or something. So everyone started buying shares.
They buffed it up.
So then GameStop wouldn't.
And now, like, Dogecoin and everything, they're winning on that.
So it's, and I think they're doing that with what I think I heard another thing was like AMC.
Yeah, AMC theaters, all that shit.
So I know they did that with that too. So people are trying to fuck over like these Wall Street people and shit. And let me tell you, those people are not happy.
No, we're going to touch more on that.
Those people are not happy at all.
Because Antoine was looking into it a lot more. So I told him to just keep going and we'll bring that up a lot more. I need to look up into it more too.
Need a little bit more.
Yeah, tomorrow I was going to take a little fucking chill day and look into the DOS and shit.
Get some shit down.
Yeah. This one, I figured just be a free-for-all. It's your COVID comeback.
So happy, dude, to just be out of the house. I was like, today, too, I was like, dude, I hope I do something. Like, I was going to do something. I was going to either hit you up or see my dad or something, dude, because I wanted to get out today.
Oh, I need to hit your dad up, too. I need the hashish.
The hashish.
I'm getting low.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm getting low.
Nice.
It's been a while. It's been like 3 months.
That's what's crazy, dude. Is that hashish?
I love it though, dude. That's the thing though, dude. I love it so much. I'd rather smoke that shit than bud. I love rolling joints, but goddamn it, dude. I love hitting some goddamn hash.
See, that's how my dad is too. Whenever it's like trim season, he loves the hashish.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, like every time I buy bud from him, he gives me some hash. But I'm like, man, I'm just trying to get some hash, bro. I'll fucking
drop. Can I give you this weed to get more of this?
I'll drop like 150 on some hash, man. I just want a bunch. I want to be able to make like a fucking, make something out of it.
And make it like it's like a, like Play-Doh?
Something,
make a little sculpture out of it.
I love that shit, dude. That shit is so amazing. So good.
It lasts a long time too. That's what's cool about it. Like you put like a little bit in a bowl and you can just rip that motherfucker.
Bro, lasts all night.
So that's been your thing, huh? Hash.
Yeah, I love it too because it gives me crazy ass dream. I'll smoke it before I go to bed. Knock out. Crazy dreams, dude. I have some trippy ass dreams lately.
Yeah, I haven't.
Dude, really I had this dream the other day where I accidentally shaved my whole beard off.
Yeah,
and accidentally. I'm not gonna lie, felt real as fuck.
Yeah,
I woke up like, huh. I was like, oh shit,
motherfucker. No.
Like, okay, it's still here.
It's still there,
dude. Like I shaved it, woke up, and like everybody was mad at me for shaving it, and I was like, oh god, like everybody was just treating me like a piece of shit. Yeah, like you shaved your beard. You look fucked up.
You look fucking gay.
Like a beluga whale. Beluga whale. That's how I do look when I shave, dude. Beluga whale status. But nah, man. It was so crazy because I was like, dude, I shaved my fucking beard. Woke up, didn't shave.
One of the doctors finally said something today about my beard, but it wasn't even negative because I don't really work with one of the doctors really that much. But...
Yeah, but you got to keep your mask on. I know it only covers a certain bit, so you got
to stick it out. You know what's funny?
It's kind of a thing.
For the first time forever, a patient said something today, too, because I walked in, and there was already an assistant, and they were doing something, but then they walked out.
Low-key, you got the Amish thing going on, too.
Yeah, and so I walked in, right?
Like, we could be, like, Jesper and, like, Ezekiel real quick.
Fucking, was it Seth Green and fucking... What is it? Road trip or not road trip?
Sex drive.
Sex drive. Yeah.
We could be sex drive.
Yeah. That would be so great. I need to show her that. I don't think she's ever seen that movie.
You never seen that movie?
Sex drive. Awesome.
God damn it, Des.
That's more of a guy movie, though.
It is.
Those movies, those are guy movies. It's like, bro movie. Like Miss March, that movie's fucking a bro movie.
When they're putting on the robes and he's all, we will be complimented with complimentary Playboy Mansion robes. And then they're in the hotel. He's all, there's a stain on mine.
Never mind that.
Don't pay attention to that.
He smells it. He's all trying to spit facts at him. He's just like he's just infatuated with a stain on his fucking.
It's just like one of my favorite scenes ever. He's like, we'll be complimented with these Playboy Mansion robes. They're in a hotel. There's a stain on mine.
Don't mind that. He's just staring at it still.
Don't look at that. You're fine.
Or like, what is it? When he rescues him from the fucking hospital. And then he sees like
he hits him with the bat.
And well, then when he sees his girlfriend, like his homie's girlfriend, he's all, what the fuck happened to her face? He tells him how she's apparently she had epilepsy. He started stabbing her with a fucking fork.
That's she a bit movie. Stick.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I'll show you the movie.
It's a classy, dude. Horse dick. Dot MPEG.
Oh, dude, when it shows his shit near the end of the movie. Never
spurting out of the straw.
You can never get that image out of my mind.
Yeah, it's fucked me up for sure. Never seen nothing like that.
Let me tell you, in that whole movie, that was the least expected thing. I thought
very. Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
like I thought. I thought maybe like at the end you were gonna see like it was gonna turn.
I thought it was gonna be a horse dick though.
Either that, or I thought maybe it'd be like a joke where he had a little dick. I thought maybe he had a little dick. Like, maybe that was, like, the end joke.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be, like, no dick.
No dick, just balls with a straw. Like a
metal straw, right?
It was a straw in a pee hole. But the pee hole was...
There was no
on, dick. It was on base.
Yeah.
There was no chub.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is... Damn, Dez over here tripping, but...
She's like, what movie?
If you watch the movie, you get it, dude.
No, I can't even imagine...
No, you can't. No, you can't. That's the thing. You will never be able to imagine.
In a pee hole,
but after you see it,
there's no schwang.
There's no schwang.
Why is there a straw on the pee hole?
You know where, like,
that's the thing. It's all base.
Like, you know where the pubic, like the wall is?
So check it out. You're flat base with a hole, and then you got nutsack.
He basically just has, like, a straw where his dick would be.
Yeah.
Like a metal straw, and then, like, it's over his
balls. So where your dick would be, say it goes all the way back to the front. It's a flat base. You got a little hole for the pee. You got a straw in it. And the nuts are still there. So basically, think of just a straw as a dick.
I'm not watching that movie.
It's a good movie.
I don't even watch the American Pies, dude.
Why? That shit's great, dude.
It's because they're bro movies.
American Pie is classic, dude.
No, girls do not, because they're bro movies. It's about fucking dudes.
That's how you guys watch
it. So you know how they watch like The
Notebook.
She's the Bro or whatever. That soccer movie.
They get off on like,
She's the Man.
Okay.
They watch shit like
They get off on like 13 going on 30.
Or like Freaky Friday and shit.
Yes, yeah.
Freaky Friday. See, they grow up on that shit. We're like, dude, I want to watch fucking American Pie, Half Baked, and Euro Trip. Well, no,
we like to watch movies like those bro movies. It's like we're
American Pie, Half Baked, Euro Trip. Like, oh, that's my Harold and Kumar.
Yeah,
that's my childhood.
This is
those four movies. That's my childhood.
It's like they got a crush. They got a crush. They never been laid. They fucking try their best to get laid. They finally get laid.
They're like, they're secretly nerds, but they got a cool group of bros who they've all been laid before.
What is that one? She's Not My League. I like that one.
She's Out of My League.
I like that one.
That's a good one.
That one's for both. That one's for both parties.
That's for both parties. That's a good one. Where the dude comes in his pants, really?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I don't even know. I think his name's like... No, that's the wrong name. I don't know. He's like a comedian. He made the movie. That girl like works with penguins and shit.
Oh, Good Luck Chuck.
Yeah, I
watched
With Dane Cook.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah. That,
you know what I think is another good one, dude? Man. I had it, but the whole penguin thing threw me off.
You know,
was it another Dane Cook one?
No, had nothing to do with the Daner.
Do you know who was it? Is it someone famous in it?
I don't know, man. Killed me.
Idle Hands?
No, it was never that.
You know, it's a good movie. No. That man will watch after. Woo!
Guess after, huh?
Yeah, I guess the lady's hot. That shit is.
Does it get ladies hot or does it get you hot?
He's damn. British and everything, dude.
Hey, a British man.
Oh,
so listen here. I'm going to take you back to my room. I'm going to fuck you, isn't it? I'm going to take my dick out. And it's madness raging, isn't it? And after that, I'm going to undress you. You can have tea. You can have not.
No.
You can have tea. You can have this deep.
That's not how he sounds,
but. Either way.
The accent's on point, but.
I'm going to tie you up. I'm gonna put these straps around you. You like that? Yeah.
You like that? Straps?
Harder. Yeah. No. You like that?
You like the penetration, don't you, baby?
I'm your daddy.
What?
I don't know.
Gold member. What the hell?
I don't know. Love.
British.
Grill me out.
No, you know what I love in Austin Powers gold member? What he saw? Do you think I could paint Austin Powers Farsha? His member gold. It's kind of my thing, you know. He's like, no! You creepy Dutch bastard.
You creepy Dutch bastard. Dude, one of my favorite... I don't know
why... Dude, do you guys even know the whole thing about Dr. Evil?
I don't...
The whole thing about Wayne's World.
Wayne's World?
Yeah. So you think the homeboys in Wayne's World were close? I didn't
watch that. Like Garth and...
Think about Wayne's World. You watch Wayne's World?
No.
You ain't ever shown this motherfucking bitch Wayne's World.
I assume she watched it already.
No, but Shiloh
keeps. I assume people watch what I watch.
Brother.
I assume people watch what I watch.
Well, something to blow your mind right here. They were never friends.
What?
Who?
The dude who plays Wayne and the dude who plays Garth. So check it out. Dr. Evil, he stole that whole bit from the dude who played Garth. That whole bit, Dr. Evil, that's a whole impersonation of the dude who controls SNL.
Okay.
Lorne Michaels?
Yeah.
That's a whole... It was originally an impersonation of him, and Dana Carvey just threw, like, the fucking pinky in, like, just for, like, an act one day on SNL. Or I'm not sure if it aired on SNL, but that's, like, what happened. And Mike Myers took from that and made the whole thing. So Dr. Evil is basically like an impersonation of Lorne Michaels. Like it's a whole fucking thing. Like even Dana Carvey went on a what's his fucking name? Howard Stern. But anyway, we're at 29:30, brother. We hit the full hour.
Yeah.
We're out it.
Now my mind's just blown about this whole Wayne's World Dr. Evil thing.
Yeah, right. They were never friends. Fucks you up.
Yeah, I'm still gonna consider them friends. Fuck it.
Anyway,
positive.
We was positivity. Back. We had a good ep.
Yeah, this was cool.
Killed it.
I was drink some more beers, and we're gonna have ourselves a good night.
We had the Dez.
It wasn't necessarily a song that I like.
It wasn't
enjoyed, but it was a song that just came to mind.
I mean, I guess
he said keep talking. I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna hit it with some Justin Biebs.
Hey, we're back though.
We are here,
and we're live,
and I am here.
I mean, you
in the flesh.
Hey, I prayed to the ancients to bring my boy back.
You know,
and I got my boy back.
It hasn't happened today because this is something I wanted to bring up.
Did you sneeze today?
No, because lately this has been on my mind.
You better leave.
There's been this because, all right, because Monday, right, I got a flash test and it came out positive, but the doctor was like
positive.
And the doctor was like, he's like, yeah, most like of the time, he's like, if you've been quarantining for 10 plus days and you have no symptoms, he's all especially fever symptoms. Then he says after 10 days, you can't transfer it to no one. He said,
but you're still positive.
I guess. I don't know, but it's been since Monday since I tested, and I feel great.
Damn, dude. So I'm living on the edge right now.
Yeah, no, because he...
That's what's up, dude.
From what the doctor said, we're good. And you know what's crazy?
As long as we don't make out.
Dude, he says...
It might happen.
He says it takes about 2 to 3 weeks. He said it took about 2 to 3 weeks for it to completely get rid of your body.
Yeah?
And then, fuck, like...
dude, hold on. Keep talking.
So, but you know what's crazy? There's this one... I don't even know Desiree has anything, but there's this weird... symptom that's like still around, and it's not even sickness. I don't know what it is, dude, but I have this weird, like, every so often smell. I don't know how
a
to
smell like a smell that you just like how do you mean,
like I don't know, it's just a smell that you that kind of lingers, and it's like it's random, like usually smell when I wake up or something. It's weird. It's like as if you are sick, but you just, it's just a smell, like it's weird, and it comes and goes. It's weird. And I don't know if, like, I wonder if
and you something. Just keep smelling the same smell?
Yeah. And it's random. It just happens at random. I don't think Desiree has any of that. I think she's fine as a butterfly.
She didn't get it? She didn't pass it on?
She got it. But I think I got it from her.
The smoothest route, dude. All I couldn't do was, like, I couldn't smell anything. Other than that, I didn't have no cough. I could taste my food. I was just, like, healthy like a horse.
So you were a carrier. She was a carrier.
Yeah. That was a receiver.
Yeah.
Sucked.
You received it.
Dude, the worst part is not being able to taste.
Because to me, that sounds like the worst, dude.
Bro, because being sick sucks, but not being able to taste, bro?
I feel like you'd start losing your mind after a while. You're like, I'm eating enchiladas, and I can't taste enchiladas. That's
exactly how it fucking was. You know what I mean? It was miserable, because you'd be hungry, right? Like, you'd feel hungry in your stomach. You're like, damn, I'm starving. And then you go to eat something and you don't taste it. And you're like, bro, I don't even want to fucking like.
You're like, right now, all I could use is some fried chicken. Then you eat fried chicken. And
yeah, you're just fucking disappointed.
It's just mush.
Dude.
It's just crunch and mush. There's nothing really there. Is.
I think we had tacos one night, dude. And I literally just. I ate like one or
to
two.
To not be able to taste tacos.
It fucking sucked, dude. It was the worst. Once I could taste again, I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
I bet you got hype.
Oh, I was. I started getting more fast food again.
Hey,
I
didn't survived though, dude.
Yeah.
You made it.
Yeah.
You're a victim.
I'll tell you what, I'm not getting no fucking vaccine, though.
No, nah, fuck no. You live through. You don't even need it no more. You already went past it.
No, I know, but still, I mean, I'm pretty sure I wasn't going to get it anyways.
I'm pretty sure I had it in the prelims.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, dude. I was fucked up for like 2 weeks. I mean, I don't know if I for sure had it, but I was down and out for sure.
Like around the time?
I never got no fever, but I was down and out.
I was down and out.
Dez, I was down and out.
It sucks too how I got it,
dude. It's good to have you back though, dude.
Yeah, it feels good.
You're on the cast.
It's gonna be out.
You're living. You're alive.
Locked up.
You're not a statistic.
Yeah, I'm not dead. Yeah, that's good. That's right. I'm not a part of
it. Oh shit, Johnny's walking by in the back. Nah, you're number one, dude. Literally sat on his back, number one.
Let's say number one, Dad.
Damn, dude, we're only 4 minutes in. Feels like a lifetime.
Yeah. So, some new things have been happening this year. You know, surprisingly,
McGreg's got his ass beat.
Oh God, does that suck? Who he lost to? I definitely
No, dude, I'm great. I was happy about it. I should have bet money on it because I knew Dustin was gonna win, bro.
You should have. You definitely should.
I was gonna bet money, and I don't know.
So that was disappointing. Also not at the same time,
dude. Honestly, the pot, the pot though, that I could have bet into. If I would have bet my 100, I would have came out like. Fucking $500.
See, that's all as fuck.
So I should have did it.
You should have.
I would have came
thing
up. About,
the thing with McGreg's is you never know with him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I just had a feeling.
He has that one punch power to where like.
But he's been out for so fucking long.
Well, he even said that at the post-fight interview. He was like, this game, he's like, he's all, this game is not nice to you. He's all, if you're out for so long, you know, it does not treat you well.
No.
And I think that's why he wants to come back.
You got to be on the grind, and you got to stay on that grind. I think he, if knows you're in that champion mode.
I think he knows that too. So I'm curious to see how he bounces back. I mean, I'm not going to buy another pay-per-view.
Oh, look at Johnny over here killing that hammock and beans. How is it? It's delicious, right?
Got himself a biscuit.
Fucking knew it. You got biscuits in there?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to hit with some jelly later.
You know what's good with what you got is that you got the $89.99, so you literally have ESPN Plus.
For a whole year.
Oh, you got that.
It was like more fights.
It was like a bundle.
So what did you do, that Disney Plus deal?
No, it was
with
on
the ESPN and shit? Or did you just do the ESPN,
it was the ESPN bundle? So I got ESPN Plus for a whole year, and I got the fight.
For $80?
$90
bucks for the whole year?
Plus her brother gave me $30.
Oh.
Because he watched it with me.
So you only really paid like $60.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't bad, though.
Yeah, normal pay-per-view. And I got ESPN Plus for a year.
Well, that's what's up, then. So now the rest of the things are going to be free, right?
I don't know about the pay-per-views, but anytime I buy a pay-per-view, I don't have to pay for ESPN Plus.
See, that's the bullshit with that shit.
But I think what's cool about ESPN Plus is, like, you could watch certain shit that you, like, for free that you normally would have to pay for. Like,
behind the scenes like sports and games shit too. Like that.
Like, yeah. Basketball and shit. Like, but I kind of already watched that shit for free anyways on, like, streaming online.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube. You can catch anything.
I won't leak out the streams I watch on the podcast because I don't want people going to them because those are mine. I don't want. I'll share them with you. You know one.
Which one?
I can't say it. I'll say it later.
Almost got you.
Well, I got some good ones.
Yeah.
And then I know Chris got a good one too. And Jackie's Chris.
He's got a couple different ones, but you know, he's on fag status right now.
Is he?
Well, is that a bad word?
Fag status.
Shouldn't have said that. Oh, you said it now too.
Yeah,
we're doubled down. They're gonna hate us both.
Hey,
hopefully they don't analyze this one.
Another thing is for Super Bowl, we got Buccaneers and Chiefs. I'm going Chiefs,
dude. I mean, I want the Chiefs to win, but I think I'm gonna put $100 on the Bucks.
Bro, I don't want to see Brady get a.
No, I don't. Green. I don't want to see him win.
Well, your gut. You having that Dustin Poirier, Conor McGregor feeling where you want Conor to win, but you're gonna.
I think I'm gonna put 100. Yeah, I want the Chiefs to win, but I think I'm about to drop a hundo on the fucking Buccaneers because I think Brady's about to take it.
Bro, why couldn't Rodgers get back in? Man,
they almost had it.
You know, remember? You know where they left, dude? They let them get an 18-point lead, dude.
Yeah.
And then they had a fight back, and then like, dude.
If they spoiled it.
If they never got in that hole, they would have won.
Mm-hmm.
If they never let the Buccaneers just get ahead of them, they would have won that game.
Yeah.
Fuck, and I thought they were going to win that game too, dude.
Yeah. It would have been pretty sick.
I don't even really give them much cahoots to Brady. Brady threw, what, 3 interceptions that game?
Yeah, dude. Like, he didn't even do that great.
He did all right. But, I mean, 3 interceptions late in the game, like in the fourth quarter, getting near the end. The only problem was the fucking Packers offense.
Like, for a pro dude on that level and how good he's supposed to be, he threw 3 interceptions.
The thing that sucks, too, is if the Packers would have scored at least once in one of those turnovers, I think they would have won, too.
Yeah,
every time
right,
they got,
Dez?
Every yeah. time they got a turn, every time they, every time the Packers got a turnover, every time the Packers got a turnover, they went 3 and out, yeah, right, and then they kicked the ball back. And it was like, dude. But at least I kind of wanted the Bills to win, but I wasn't. I kind of wanted.
Dude, it would have been sick as fuck to see the Bills go to the Super Bowl, dude. I mean, even if they lost, like, you know,
if they
to
lost.
See it happen in your lifetime, though.
If they would have lost, that means the Bills would have been to the Super Bowl 5 times and lost every
but
time.
But to see it happen, like, in your lifetime.
You know what I mean? Well, it's crazy.
Like, dude, it was crazy enough to see your Eagles go and win.
That was fucking insane.
Like, I couldn't be anything but hyped.
I couldn't think of anything. I couldn't even think of that happening. It's one of those things where you root for a team and you, like, you just wish it and you want it so bad and just every year.
Yeah,
and then eventually it happens. You're like, dude, what the fuck? We're actually here? Like, and then you win. I didn't know how to do the next day after we won the Super Bowl. I just remember watching highlights and I was just on YouTube and on Instagram and I was just sulking in the wind. I was like, this is the shit.
Girl, I don't even know how to act.
Dude, I didn't. I was like, this just feels good.
Nah, I feel it.
So Super Bowl's coming up. I think the Pro Bowl is on Sunday.
Pro Bowl Sunday. Yep. I'm hyped about that.
So are we doing anything for the Super Bowl? Are you doing anything for the Super Bowl?
I mean, I didn't really plan anything per se, but I mean, I definitely want to get down and watch it. I mean, I can't really watch it here unless I stream it, but I don't know what the fuck to stream it on.
Like I said, I got you on those streaming sites. Because you got Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah. But if you're trying to come through, we can barbecue and we can watch this shit.
For sure. Yeah.
Wouldn't you have it on ESPN Plus?
Probably.
For free.
Probably.
Well, then, what's up?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking
slide through, bro. We'll get a little fucking Super Bowl party going.
Fuck yeah. And is there anything political going on right now? I mean, I know what Biden is. He technically president right now?
Yeah. Motherfucker's in. Sworn in, everything. Trump's out. Trump was going to start his own little channel like CNN and Fox, but they, I think they declined him and shot him down on that. But I don't know if it's totally up to like the political powers. I'm pretty sure, you know, the money talks. He can just get his own fucking channel eventually.
Dude, he could probably just buy his like own, like, his own like station or something.
But really, like politically, like the only really crazy shit right now that I know of is, you know, just the fucking Capitol raid and everything. We covered a bit of that on the last episode before we called you up and shit. And of course, last time fucked up and I posted the whole episode backwards again. Again. So, you know, the end of the episode was supposed to start. The end of the episode was supposed to be with us calling you. And then you start the episode and it's us calling you. So, you know, it is what it is, but
it's ass backwards, but it's there.
It is what it is, but it's still a good ep. Like, I've listened to it, it's still a good ep, dude. Like, cause where the first one ended, the second one started. So, like, where the second one starts and the first one ends, it's like
it's still
kind of all rolls together still. You know what I mean? So, hey, fuck it.
That's good. Big boy.
Yeah, can't be mad at it. Can't be mad at it at all. It was still a good fucking episode. Me and Antoine talked about a lot of shit, talked about a lot of sports shit. MMA, football, a lot of Kong versus Godzilla, shit, just all kinds of shit. Then we talked about you, tried to keep leading onto that, and then we called you in the last half, but you know, ended up being the first half.
How it changed. Yeah, Godzilla versus King Kong, that seems like an okay movie. I'm not sure if I'm...
I didn't really have any topics for this at all. I just kind of was fucking winging this one.
Yeah.
I just figured it was cool enough to get you back because you're off your COVID bender.
Yeah, which is nice. If locked up in a room for 10 days. I mean, it's cool because you catch up on sleep and shit. You get to watch, like...
Play games?
I didn't really play games.
You didn't play games?
One day I played games. I played 2K.
Yeah, getting into more games,
dude. I played 2K for a good amount.
I was seeing your trophies of that on 2K.
Yeah,
you got like a triple-double or some shit.
Yeah.
Triple-double trophy.
I still love the my career on 2K. It's just fun, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm kind of waiting for? I'm waiting for the PS5 to be more accessible and not to where you have to fucking like literally like be on the web, like a website to immediately buy it. But I really want to get a PS5. But the thing is about PS5,
I just want to wait till the bugs are gone, man.
There's not a shitload of games for the PS5 right now anyways.
Well, it's just shit too. Cause I mean, with the state that it's in, like you're only really going to get like 2 games in and then, you know what I mean? You're going to have to delete some shit.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could get the disc version, but a lot of people are strained. That's the weird thing. The gaming world is kind of going away from disc, which I don't really like.
And I don't like that at all. I think, love having my cases,
I think
bro.
It's more convenient, but I do like the, yeah.
Like collector status, that's what I'm on. I like being able to look at my
like
games.
A hard copy.
Especially the games. Oh, damn, Jez.
Because that's how I am with movies, too. Like.
No, yeah, with movies and Blu-ray, like, don't you love being able to look back and be like you feel, like, you keep...
It's like, dude, I have
you
the...
You keep the cases crisp, and you're the, like, that shit's...
I have Army of Darkness on Blu-ray, and I fucking love just having, like,
that Yeah, like, shit. You're proud of it almost,
yeah,
right?
I'm like, yeah, this is...
Yeah,
really
man,
cool.
It's because it's a collector thing, you
and
know what I mean?
You can watch the special features, which I like to do.
Yeah, fuck yeah,
I'm
dude.
One of those weird people where I'll watch...
Special them. Features are the... I like watching that before I watch the movie.
Really? I usually watch... You know that
if I'm watching a movie, if I'm watching a new movie that I just bought on Blu-ray, because sometimes I like to do that. I like to be wild like that. Just buy a Blu-ray movie that I was thinking about watching. I'll just buy that motherfucker, right? Then I'll watch all the special features,
the behind the scenes,
and then I'll watch the movie. And honestly, it's a hit or miss, but sometimes it's fucking like awesome because you watch all the special features first. Then you watch the movie and you're like, this is fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, I can see that. I like to do it the opposite way. I like to watch
the movie. But I like to switch it up. You know what I mean? Be like, fuck, I kind of thought about watching this movie. Fuck it, I'm going to buy it real quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I don't like it, fuck, still got it.
Me and Desert have been like that before, like going to Rasputin's. Like, it's like there's a bunch of horror movies there.
Oh, dude, every fucking thing is there. Every movie you can think of is there.
Oh, and music
like,
too. Music.
Every movie. And you know what's funny is you'll even go up to the front and ask them, like, about a certain movie, and they won't fucking be able to look it up in their computer, but you'll walk around and you'll find that fucking movie.
Yeah. A lot of cult classics in there too. Like,
oh, everything, dude. They have everything. Like, anything you can find. The only thing I think they lack on really is their music shit.
They have a decent route, but they
their merch music, they're like their music merch is fucking shit.
Music merch, yeah.
Yeah. It's the same past shit they've had there like the past 6 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I haven't been there in forever, but I mean also COVID's.
I always go and check it out every couple months. That's just a dope fucking spot, dude. I wanted to work there like so. Like I would fucking probably work there on weekends if I could just to get fucking discount on shit.
Yeah. What about you, Johnny?
What's going on with Johnny, dude? Uncle Johnny's sitting in here. He's being silent as fuck.
Drinking a beer, listening to you dumbasses talk shit.
Fuck you, dude. Talk shit on you. Fuck the 49ers, dude. You didn't even make it this year.
You didn't either.
Remember when you used to love Colin Kaepernick? What happened? Ha ha.
Now he's got Garoppolo. Hey, did you hear the Niners are thinking about trading to get Matthew Stafford from the Lions?
Yeah.
He's a good quarterback. That'd honestly, be good. Honestly, underrated quarterback.
Very Stafford's underrated. The boy, dude.
Really good.
They can't leave him alone.
Yeah, but Stafford's the most one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the league. I feel like the Lions didn't have Stafford.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even be remotely decent. And now he requested a trade, and so he's going to go somewhere. You know what's crazy is the Texans quarterback, Deshaun Watson, he's a good young quarterback who requested a trade. So look to see some different moves. And then I'm looking forward to this draft, too, because Eagles got number 6 pick, so I'm excited. I hope we get a badass wide receiver. Because we need some explosiveness on our offense. And I like it because we got a new head coach that's an offensive-minded coach, even though, like I said, didn't want to get rid of Doug Peds. Paterson, big balls Doug, did not want to get rid of him. But, you know, we got to move forward. You know, got to be positive. I can't just sit and sulk and be like, oh, we got
to. I saw a little replay recently, like either earlier today or yesterday. So did you guys get rid of Andy Reid or no?
Yeah, years ago. We let go of him.
I swear I saw, or where's he ever? You know, he's in the Chiefs right now.
He's on
now.
The Chiefs, yeah.
That's what the fuck I saw. Okay.
That's why I was going for him last year.
That's what I saw.
Because I was like, dude, I want to see Andy Reid get
his first
Super Bowl.
Because I saw some shit going in, and I was like,
You know, he's the first head coach to go to 3 NFC championships, so the game before the Super
in
Bowl.
In college, right?
No, in the NFL, the pro football. He's been to the NFC championship 3 times and the AFC championship 3 times. This is going to be his 3rd Super Bowl appearance. I mean, I don't know. He's a winning-ass head coach. He's very underrated.
He's a bad motherfucker.
It's just because of Bill Belichick. I mean, he has so many Super Bowls.
Bill Belichick's a fucking bitch.
But also, he's had Brady. Look at Brady went to the Super Bowl, didn't have Belichick.
I think it's all Brady, though, dude. Like, the Bucks are going.
And then the Patriots.
Patriots are sucking ass right now.
They didn't even make the playoffs.
I mean, they didn't even make the fucking playoffs, bro. Like,
you know what's crazy?
Come on. Come on, man. Like, Belichick's good, bro, but, I mean, they even have, what's that weird-ass quarterback now, the black motherfucker who's acting all weird? Cam Newton. You know me. I liked that motherfucker at first. Heavy. You remember that shit?
Well, the year he went to the Super Bowl, he was MVP. I thought they were
going to win.
He was
dope as shit, man.
I always say, ever since that Super Bowl,
money got to his head, he's going on Dwayne Wade with it, getting all weird and shit.
Well, plus, ever since that Super Bowl, he got dicked down by the Broncos because the Broncos had the best defense at the time, and Manning was still in the Broncos, and the Broncos just dicked him down. And ever since that Super Bowl, Cam Newton, I swear, has never been the same.
Dude, I miss Peyton Manning.
I wish he didn't retire, dude. I feel like he still had another year or two.
He still could have did it. Bro. Another year or two, he could have did it.
I love seeing him in commercials and shit. He's the greatest.
I think he just wanted to get out while the chips were high. You know who looks like shit now? Eli Manning. I just saw him in a commercial recently.
Eli?
You mean they didn't?
And he looked like shit.
I don't remember the point where he didn't look like
shit. Well, no, he was his younger brother. Like he,
I know.
He went to the Super Bowl. He did his thing. He got his rings. You know, he was a bad motherfucker at one point. But, like, after a while, he just went off the fucking scope. And then him and Antoine told me that this motherfucker retired. I didn't even know he fucking retired. Then I see him in a commercial a couple months after you motherfuckers tell me he retired. And this motherfucker looks older than Peyton.
You know,
he looks like shit right now, bro. I bet he's fucking pounding Bud Lights.
Well, you know what's crazy is Peyton went out in the sunset, like off in the sunset, right? Peyton won, but like I think he won 2 Super Bowls back to back with the Broncos, and then he retired. So he went off in the sunset, right? Like blaze of glory.
Yep.
Eli, he had a lot of down years, and then he got benched, and then a rookie took over, and then he started, and then the rookie took over again, and then Eli retired.
Yeah.
So Eli went out.
Kind of bitch made.
Just not like how his brother did. His brother went out on a in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I feel like he just kind of he threw in the towel. Like I feel like he should have went to a different team and put in a harder season. But you know, he was probably like, "Fuck it, you know, I've done everything I could for this team. I'm just gonna end it on this team."
You know what sucks too is OBJ left him too.
Yeah.
OBJ said, "I'm going to the Browns. Fuck y'all." Which is crazy to think of the Browns.
Man, they've been doing great. Like, I was hyped for them. I was hoping they went to the Super Bowl this year, honest.
They got their first playoff
win. I was pulling for them more than my team.
They got their first playoff win ever this year. And then they almost beat the fucking Chiefs and went to the game before the Super Bowl. So if they would have won the Chiefs, they would have played the Bills to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think they would have fucking beat the Bills, too.
Dude, they were.
If they would have got there, I think they would have beat the Bills. They were the closest they've been in, like, 20 years, dude.
You know, some of those Steelers players did not take that loss good at all against the Browns.
Fuck the Steelers,
bro. Did you hear about Juju and then fucking, like...
All that shit. All that dumb shit.
They were like, who was it? One of the Steelers rookie wide receivers. What is his name? I can't remember his name right now. But he was like, yeah, they're going to get clapped next game, though. And it was when they went against the Chiefs. They did lose. But, like, it's like, why are you going... They didn't even lose by that much. And plus, it's like, how are you going to talk shit on a team that beat you? Like, knocked you out of the playoffs? Like,
hey, that running back on Green Bay, though, is cold as fuck.
You know what sucks is he got injured in that fucking game against the Bucks too. And he was out for, I think...
No shit.
Yeah, Aaron Jones. Yeah, he's a beast. He runs hard. He runs hard. Like, that, strong motherfucker.
Remember, like, motherfuckers were talking shit on him or some shit? Was he the quarterback motherfuckers are talking shit on? And then he finally went up against them and then he like dominated.
I think you're thinking of.
What am I thinking of? Which team was that?
You might be thinking.
Which guy was that? You know what I'm talking about.
Maybe Derrick Henry. I'm thinking he's on the Titans.
Nah. It was some recent. But like besides the fact, whatever. The Bucks versus Chiefs, dude. It's going to be a good Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How do you think the Pro Bowl is going to go?
That's a good question. I think AFC is gonna win.
Do you think it's gonna be? You think AFC is gonna win?
Yeah.
You think they're stacked overall?
I think they got a better conference this year. Usually NFC, I think, has a better conference, but this year the AFC looks really good.
Trump a bunny now.
You put 20 on it.
I'm in bet mode, bro.
You put 20 on it. I got AFC.
Yeah, NFC. Let's go right here. Right. Shake.
You know, it's funny. We're both in the NFC too.
I know.
So I kind of want NFC to win, but I just
feel like in spirit, you want NFC to win, but you think AFC is going to go?
I think so.
All right.
They got some good teams over there.
Let's go down on it.
But you know what? You know what I really love about the Pro Bowl? I like the little, like the shit before the actual game.
I like the Pro Bowl a lot, dude.
I like the little like skill challenges. Like I like the,
there's a lot of respect there.
I like a QB, like accuracy contest. I like the QB, like how far, like who can throw the farthest contest. I like the wide receiver who has the best hands contest. Like all those, like,
and it's all contests within the game, right?
The dodgeball game. Yeah.
Like it's all within the same. Yeah. Game.
Well, kind of, because you get points, like whoever team wins. And then like the actual Pro Bowl game is worth the most points.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like whoever has the most points, I think all together kind of wins everything. I think that's how that works. I don't know, but the Pro Bowl, I think either way, if you win the Pro Bowl, you win. So, because that's how much points the Pro Bowl has.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about like fantasy shit?
No, like the actual like Pro Bowl, like
there's points to the actual Pro Bowl, like besides
because like shit? Well, like before the Pro Bowl game, they have like these like skill set challenges, right? So like
I didn't even know they had all that shit.
Yeah, like they have like a dodgeball game where it's like AFC versus NFC, and like it would be like 5-on-5 or something of dodgeball. And then like best out of 2 out of 3 or something. And then whoever wins gets like, I don't know, like their team gets 3 points to like the AFC or something or NFC.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So it's cool. That's what I'm saying. I like all those like little skill challenges games that are even before the Pro Bowl. Like it's kind of cool. They have this one like where like there's a drone in the sky and it drops a ball and like the wide receivers have to like catch it. And then like it keeps going higher and higher until like someone drops it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool. I'd suggest checking it out. But I mean, I think it's either on Saturday or Sunday. I think it's on Saturday because I think it's the day before the actual game.
Well, I know Super Bowl's next Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So, you guys don't have nothing planned for that?
No.
I don't really have nothing planned for it, but if you got that ESPN shit, we could hook it up over here and we could barbecue.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We get some burgers, some hot links, some fucking...
Hot links. I like me
some dirty mashed potatoes going.
Dirty mashed potatoes.
Dirty mashed potatoes are just mashed potatoes with the skin on.
I like it.
With some cheese.
Ooh. I like it both ways. I know some people who love it with the skins, and I know some people who don't like mashed potatoes.
I love it with the skins.
I like it both ways.
Mashed potatoes with the skins is fire, especially with some cheese.
I don't really have a preference. Like
a little bit of pepper jack.
To me, if it has skins, I'm cool. If it's just like the smooth mashed potatoes, I just like my potatoes. Potatoes are bomb.
I mean, the potatoes are great in any form.
Yeah.
I'll fuck up fries. I'll fuck up any. You can throw any potato at me. I'll eat that shit. Like, even just wrapping the motherfucking, like, potato in some foil and throw that motherfucker in the fireplace real quick. That's a baked potato. About 15 minutes. That potato's done. Right, Dez? Yup.
I love, like, chopped up, like, diced potatoes.
Like, fried?
And I like breakfast. Like, when you have, like, a sunny side up egg, and then like you cut the yolk, and it just gets all on the potatoes and shit.
Yes,
that was some Tabasco. You know, fucks my shit up.
The Tabasco.
Yeah, throw some Tabasco in your breakfast.
I mean, Tabasco is cool, but
I'm not even really the biggest Tabasco fan. But dude, with breakfast,
sriracha
too. Yeah,
sriracha, bro. Come on.
If you got some bread, y'all make like a little sandwich.
Yo, the best thing though, you get those little mini red potatoes.
Oh yeah, the little ones.
Little mini red potatoes.
Those ones hit,
bro. You don't even gotta chop them up. You just throw that motherfucker in the thing, cook them like you would some fried potatoes, bro. You get a little mini whole little fried.
That's where you're getting hungry over there, Luke. Yep. She like I didn't.
Yep. We gotta get some food.
I want
some Raven
potatoes.
Some Raven taters.
Yep.
Those were good. Yeah.
That
good.
The fucking the baked potato casserole. That shit's on point.
Dude, she does this
on
point. Thanksgiving, Tyson made this like, dude, I don't know, it was like a chicken, like casserole or something, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Or chicken stuffing. I don't know, dude, but it was.
Chicken stuffing?
I don't know, dude.
Like chicken stuffing casserole, and I hate fucking stuffing. That shit was fire.
Stuffing is amazing. Dude,
this shit, right? I love stuffing, too.
I hate stuffing.
But, dude, this shit was fucking fire. And I was like, Tyson, you made this? He was like, yeah. I was like, dude, this shit is fucking. Bussing, dude, this shit.
Y'all making me hungry.
Yeah.
To eat some. Oh, we got some hammock and beans going on.
Oh, that's true. Biscuits. Johnny had that biscuit.
Might have to hit that up in the break.
Where Johnny go?
He might have went to bed.
He boot scooted Boogie.
Yeah, he does that.
He's like, I'm out of here.
Every now and then, you just see him, that motherfucker just disappear. There's just boot scooting Boogie around. Right,
he'd be chilling, and then he's just gone. And you're like, oh, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
And the boys were supposed to be out here partying. They're all in the room, being all gay.
Oh, I feel it.
Kissing each other.
Yeah, making out.
You know they're making out right now.
Is that what you guys do?
Sometimes.
Yeah. On a rainy day.
Yeah, dude.
Is it raining today? It was raining yesterday.
It was raining yesterday. We were making out yesterday.
God, no.
Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on. Who the fuck is that? Is that Baby Bash?
I don't know, dude. That sounds great.
Who is it?
Fuck
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy?
Do you remember Beza?
Or sure.
Fucking yeah, Beza.
We're having that fool, dude. I feel like he sucks now. He went. He got sick.
Like a car wreck and like,
yeah, he was in the hospital all fucked up and shit.
He was every 13-year-old girl's fucking dream.
Dude, and every like fucking, every dude's like dream to be dream like right him.
There. Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, Baze is the boy, dude. And he only had like 2-3 slappers. In reality, he was bunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like that shit.
It was.
You remember that? Like one, he had like one real soft ass, like emotional song that would be like the go to slapper.
Oh, bro! I was ready.
I was
ready.
Baby, tell me. Remember, baby, tell me.
You know how long it's been since I heard that
tell
song.
Tell me, baby.
How long it's been since I heard that fucking song?
Yo, dude, crazy status.
And right there. You just saying that just brought up that memory. Just
baby, tell me. We used to make fun of that shit too.
Yeah. We used to make fun of Drake too, which is funny because we're like one of the biggest Drake fans, but we always made fun of him too.
I wasn't ready
because Drake used to have the AM to the PM.
I called your phone last night, but you, yeah.
Hey, yeah, the yeah too. Yeah.
Your last text message said I was the goat. But you don't text me back no more.
Hey, remember trust issues?
Homo. Come tissues.
Oh, whoa.
Dude. Check me out. Coming to you live
from the motherfucking north side. Damn, I missed that shit. Dude.
All right, we got 30 seconds left. We're going to take a break. Squad. Yeah.